It has been another cold late January day across eastern New York and western New England. The big difference with today's weather compared to what we had over the weekend is that it's far less windy, and those winds were biting at times over the past couple of days. And while there is still some wind out there this afternoon into this evening, it's not nearly as gusty as it was over the past couple of days. Of course, it is still cold, and if you are going to be out, you'll want to have your heavy winter coat. Most areas saw a good amount of sunshine this afternoon. There were some stubborn clouds across portions of northern New York and also central and northern Vermont. And there are some high clouds coming in now. You may have noticed that change in the sky this afternoon. And those high clouds are a sign of our next storm. And it's not going to be a big storm, but there is going to be some snow ahead tomorrow night into Wednesday. It's a fairly disorganized area of low pressure that will slowly pass by to our south. So we'll see the clouds increase tonight. Temperatures will be in the single digits and teens. So it'll be a cold morning tomorrow, and the clouds will totally fill in during the first part of the day. And then we will see some light snow break out, mainly during the afternoon. The ground is cold, so the snow will stick relatively quickly. So if you are going to be driving or walking anywhere tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening, be mindful that there are going to be slippery spots. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 20s. And that light snow will continue at times tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. And even though it's going to be several hours of this off and on light snow, it's not going to add up to a great amount. I'm expecting accumulations in the range of about 2 to 5 inches in most areas through Wednesday morning. There are going to be some spots that pick up a little bit less. It's possible near Lake Champlain the amounts are a little bit lower, and a few of the higher spots could end up a little bit over that 5-inch total. So it's not a blockbuster storm by any means, by northeastern standards, but there are going to be slippery roads tomorrow night into Wednesday, and there's still going to be some off and on light snow during the day on Wednesday. Temperatures will remain chilly, but not too cold for this time of year. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds with lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon light snow with highs in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow developing and high temperatures in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the teens to around 20. And for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow developing during the afternoon, a high of 28 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, cloudy, light snow developing during the afternoon, with highs in the upper 20s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, off and on light snow, highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. And on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of scattered flurries, breezy, with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.